Hi, it's your boy. Now I'm eating a bag of tangerines. Now, originally I was going to bleach my hair and eat this bag of tangerines while I was bleaching my hair and talk to you because I'm in a talkative mood, but I don't really know who to talk to. I kind of just want to talk about whatever. And you know what? Sometimes you just have to sit alone in your room while peeling a bunch of tangerines with bleach not in your hair. I'll get to that in a second. And just vibe, you know? I really hope the sound of me peeling and eating tangerines doesn't bother you, because I am aware that the microphone is rather sensitive, so you might hear me, and I'm sorry. Ooh, you can't see it, but like, it fell apart really nicely. These tangerines are kind of weird, because usually they, I don't know, like, I can't really describe it, but like, the texture and like the consistency is a little weird, but these ones are especially juicy and they taste really good. So I think that maybe this is how a good tangerine is supposed to be. Anyhoot, the reason why I'm not bleaching my hair right now is because as soon as I went upstairs, I heard my parents fighting, and the bathroom, the only room I can really bleach my hair, is right next to their bedroom. And you know what? I decided I was going to give them some privacy, because they went quiet as soon as they heard my door close, and yeah, I can just bleach it tomorrow. It's not that big of a deal. Anyhoot, how are you today? I'm doing just fine. Work is getting increasingly frustrating because people just don't want to wear a mask. I work in a town that is populated with mostly old, racist, white Republicans. I support Trump. Trump signs everywhere. It's honestly disgusting. I won't say who to keep their, you know, safety and privacy, but I have a couple of friends who have made it a bit of a hobby of theirs to take Trump signs or vandalize them. And they talked about them in the newspaper. They didn't know who it was, but one of the signs they vandalized showed up in the newspaper. And these people were saying things like, "Oh, we're so scared what these teenagers are gonna do to us if we report the signs and blah, blah, blah." Like, bruh, just don't be racist. I don't like to get political, but fuck Trump, dude. Just simply don't be racist, and no one will vandalize your sign. Now, am I happy when I see a Biden sign? Not really. I personally do not want Biden, but like a lot of other people, we're simply settling for him. Honestly, what is so goddamn hard about having a halfway decent, not racist, not senile, not horrible person run for president? Like, I don't know what the population of America is. I'm just gonna guess. Like, let's say it's 50 million people. I don't know if that's the population of America. It's probably a lot more than that. But, like, out of even 50 million people, or 100 million, or whatever, you would think that there would be a few good people that genuinely want to do good things. And yet we never get them as president. You ever notice that? It's sad, really. These tangerines are good, though. I'm sorry if my chewing disgusts you, if you can hear it. Maybe some of you like it. ASMR. Anyhoot, work is frustrating because these people not wanting to wear masks. I have surgery in about 2 weeks. If I get sick with anything, they'll probably cancel my surgery. So whenever one of those maggots comes around me, I back up as far as I can, and I talk as little as possible so that, you know, they don't talk to me, because, like, they're less likely to talk to me if I speak as little as possible. shouldn't have to fucking do that, but whatever. Also, luckily, I'm sitting on my coat, sorry. Luckily, they've been putting me in the liquor box a lot more lately. The liquor box is the liquor store portion of our store. It's separate, but also connected. It closes 2 hours before the main store. And a lot less people go to the liquor box, because obviously not everyone's going to buy alcohol, but most people need to buy groceries at one point. So luckily, a significant amount of people don't interact with me as of late, because I'm working in the liquor store. Also, I can very easily text, talk on the phone, and read books while I'm in liquor box, because when no one's in the store, there's really nothing for me to do. And my boss even told me he's okay if I read books. Technically, you're not supposed to be on your phone, but everyone goes on their phone, because there's nothing else to do. And, like, as long as I'm doing my job, I don't really see why they'd have a problem with it. But, whatever. My plan for my hair was to bleach the roots blonde, just like a bright blonde, and then give it a few days, you know, because someone told, I forgot who it was, but someone told me that if you bleach your hair and then wait a few days and, like, wash your hair a couple of times, the dye, the actual hair dye, will last longer and it will look better. So I'm gonna try that. I currently have green hair, and I have about 1.5 to 2 inches of root, which is brown. I really don't like the color of my hair when it's natural. It's such an ugly brown. Anyhoot, I want to bleach the root portion and make it purple. That way it's fading from purple to green, and it looks like, excuse me, it looks like my roots are purple. I was inspired by Billie Eilish's look, because I think it looks pretty fucking cool if you haven't seen it. Excuse me. She has black hair, but she has green roots, and every time the roots grow, she dyes it green again, which is pretty fucking cool. I don't know if I'll do exactly what she's doing, but I really want to. Also, Billie Eilish is not the first person to do that, but I think she's the first, like, notable celebrity to do that. And the colors she has look adorable on her. I don't listen to a lot of Billie Eilish, but she seems pretty cool. I'm pretty sure she's the same age as me, if not maybe a year or two younger. But I'd love to hang out with her. She seems pretty chill. What else is there to talk about? Halloween's coming up. I asked for the day off, and I got it. I think it's really cool how Halloween is on a Saturday this year, because I never get Saturdays off. It's pretty rare. I get Sunday off tomorrow. It's even more rare when I get a Sunday off, because the store I work at doesn't really give a shit about giving you Sundays or weekends at all, really. Retail is a nightmare. Don't work in retail if you can help it. Anyhoot, my plans for Halloween are I'm gonna buy candy, Maddie's favorite candy. I totally tricked her into telling me her favorite candy, and she has absolutely no idea what I'm doing. I'm being sarcastic. She totally knows what I'm doing. Anyhoot, I'm gonna buy her favorite candies. I'm gonna bring them to her dorm, and we are going to eat Pizza Hut, because that is our favorite food to eat together, and we are going to watch Halloween movies. She's not a fan of horror movies, unfortunately, but she does like the classic kid movies like Monster House, Beetlejuice. I've actually never seen Beetlejuice. I've seen, like, memes and stuff. I think it's about, like, a monster or something that you, if you say his name so many times. I don't know. I've never seen it. I've also never seen Edward Scissorhands. I really want to, though. But she says she doesn't like it, so I'm gonna have to watch it on my own. What else are we watching? I can't remember. But Monster House is a really good movie. It's one of my favorites. If you've never seen it, it's basically about this kid and his neighbor across the street has a weird house. And whenever a kid goes on the lawn, or whenever a toy of theirs goes on his lawn, the old man that lives there flips the fuck out and he, like, takes the toy away, and people think he's just some, like, old man, some grumpy old man. But DJ, the main character, thinks that there's something more to the house. He thinks it's haunted or something, and he's right. It's a good movie. It's got some good jokes. It's pretty fucking rad. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. It's the perfect Halloween movie. Another movie I liked as a kid was Scary Godmother's Halloween Spooktacular. One of my favorites. The animation's garbage. The story is questionable, according to some. It's still pretty good. I wonder if she'll let us watch it. Because it's pretty fucking rad. I really like tangerines. They're like tiny oranges. That's what they are. They're just tiny oranges. Speaking of fruit, earlier today, I discovered a new fruit that we have at my store. I believe they were called Asian pears, I think. I don't know, they were UPC, not UPC. They were the PLU 4408. I think they were Asian pears, and most of them came with, like, a little safety net that, like, hugged the fruit. I'm assuming that's to make sure that they stay protected and stuff. It was so cute. I loved it. I wish we did that with all of our fruit. I want to buy an apple that has a protective coat on it. Apples are pretty rad, too. My favorite kind of apple is the Red Delicious apple. But I also do not mind Honeycrisp. And there's another kind I like. I can't remember what they're called, but their PLU is 3234, something like that. I can't remember what they're called, but they're light in color. Like, they're not red, they're not green, they're kind of like orange-ish, tan-ish, hard to explain, but they're pretty good. I cannot eat bruised apples. I'm very picky about my apples. If they're bruised even a little bit, I will not eat it. I also do not like small apples. I like apples that are big. I feel like small apples are useless. Because, like, you take, like, 3 bites, and it's gone. Where's the fun in that? Right? I have surgery in 16 days, soon to be 15. That's pretty fucking rad. I mean, when I was 14 years old, or maybe even sooner than that, I have no idea, I decided that I wanted that surgery. I saw Chase Ross, a YouTuber who is trans. I don't watch him anymore because he's kind of an asshole, but he was like a big influence for me, so bear with me here. I didn't know he was an asshole yet. Anyway, I watched him in his top surgery video, and I saw how happy he was, and how relieved he looked, and I knew that I wanted that same thing. I've never liked my chest, ever. In fact, the first time I bought a bra, I ended up bawling in the, The little rooms that you try the clothes in. Dressing rooms. Yeah, I ended up bawling in those. I was like 8 years old. Imagine being 8 years old wearing a bra. It's fucking insane, dude. But yep, I had to, because I had some. I remember, you know, when you're a kid, you run everywhere. You know, kids run around everywhere. Kids don't ever walk. They run everywhere. And they jump a lot. And I remember running into my seat in third grade. I almost dropped my tangerine. I remember running to my seat in third grade. And my chest would, like, bounce and hurt as soon as I sat down. And it did it over and over and over. Finally, I told my mom, and she was like, well, we're going to have to buy you a bra. And I was not excited at all. I was not happy. I hated it. To this day, I can't buy a bra because I just flip out and cry in the dressing room. Doesn't help that my mom was not really all that great to shop with. My mom doesn't like being in stores, especially like Walmart and stuff, because they're so busy and loud, and she doesn't do well with crowds. She said she has a legit phobia of crowds, and she also has like really bad anxiety and stuff, which I understand. You know, it doesn't help when you have a dysphoric crying child, but like, I don't care how upset you are or how phobic you are, like, you shouldn't yell at a child when they're crying in a dressing room. And even more so, if the child who is crying tells you that they are uncomfortable in the dressing room, they are uncomfortable putting on bras, and your response is, well, a lot of people do that. A lot of people don't like how they look. No, dumbass. I was dysphoric as shit. Couldn't buy swimming suits either. Because, like, I'm an F chest or a triple D. It's basically the same thing because women's clothing just makes absolutely no sense. But finding a swimming suit when you're big chested, it's impossible. You can't do it. Unless you want to be someone that has cleavage to the gods and has no problem wearing a bikini, there's no way you're going to find a swimming suit. It just doesn't happen. They will not fit you. I'm going to tell you that right now. Trans girls, if you're going to have huge badonkadonkers, good luck finding a swimming suit. Because once you get past a D cup, it's going to be fucking impossible. Swimming is something I actually love doing until dysphoria, and before finding a swimming suit was next to impossible. I very, very, very vividly remember when I was younger. I think I was about 10 or maybe 9. I don't know. Young. And this girl, her name was Michaela. She was in the grade above me. I was at the pool. It was summer. I was wearing a two-piece swimming suit. It was my first ever two-piece swimming suit. And it was a halter top. It was pink. It was like a hot pink. And then the bottoms were like black shorts. Because my dysphoric ass didn't like wearing bikini bottoms. And because my chest was so big, my mom suggested that I have pads in my swimming suits so that my chest isn't bouncing everywhere. So I had pads, which made my chest look even bigger. The pads had to have been at least an inch thick. I'm not even kidding. They were fucking massive. And Michaela, flat as a board, walks up to me. And she's a year older than me, mind you. And she's always been pretty flat. She's a skinny bitch. And I say skinny bitch because she's a bitch. Anyway, she points to my chest and she's like, "Why is it so big? Is that your boob? Or, like, is that just the swimming suit?" And holding back tears, I informed her that it was just the swimming suit. Except it wasn't just the swimming suit. Most of it was my chest. Because I was fucking massive. I'm gonna stop talking about this before I start crying. I'm proud of myself for being able to talk about being trans without crying, because honestly, I used to not be able to even say that I was trans without breaking down. Now, I just can't talk about my chest without wanting to die. So, progress. It's not even the end of October yet. We've already gotten snow. For those of you who don't know, I live in Minnesota. Minnesota is notorious for having lots and lots of snow and shitty weather. It's like Canada Light, as I like to call it. We also have bagged milk, just like Canada. Canada's kind of funny. They have bagged milk. Anyway. Ooh. This one came apart really, really cool, too. Anyhoot. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, the weather is shit. We've already had snow. Ooh, damn it. I dropped it. I'll get it later. We've already had snow, and we're supposed to get more tomorrow, which is why I'm glad that I don't work, because I am terrified of driving in snow. Like, absolutely, like, my hands will be shaking. I will panic. Hate driving in snow. I've gone into the ditch twice. It's not fun. Luckily, I wasn't hurt. Luckily, my car was fine. My parents love to insult my driving because of that, which is hilarious because I seem to recall not wanting to learn how to drive in the first place when I did. Because both times I went to the ditch, I was 16. So I was new at driving. It was my first winter driving a minivan, a very poorly kept minivan, because it was my grandma's before me, and she knew how to take care of it. It had nothing in the back to weigh it down, so both times it went into the ditch, it fishtailed on me. Luckily, I don't drive that van anymore. Now, I drive a Ford Taurus, which does a lot better in the snow. At least I think it will. I've also started taking anxiety meds, so I've noticed that I don't get as anxious driving in snow. However, I'm pretty sure my first blizzard, it won't matter how many meds I'm on. I'm going to cry. Driving in snow is terrifying. If you've ever done it, you know what I'm talking about. You can't see. It's icy. It's cold. And, like, if you know what black ice is the kind of ice that you can't see, or it's, like, covered by snow. And if you go onto it, you're fucked. Like, your car is gone, bro. It's scary. probably wondering, how many tangerines have I eaten? I'm on number 4. I think. Number 4. Yep. I used to hate the smell of tangerines. Like, to the point where I couldn't even breathe. Now I just don't hate it. I don't really like it. I just don't hate it. Tangerines smell good. Sorry, I didn't mean to say smell. I mean, tangerines taste good. They taste really good. I prefer them over oranges. I tried to eat an orange recently. It was the first orange I had eaten since I was maybe 2 years old. I have a very vivid memory of when I was 2 years old. My parents used to take me to this lady's house. Her name is Dawn. And I don't know who she was. I don't know if she's like a friend or just a babysitter they hired. Either way, she was my babysitter. And she had a daughter who was a little bit older. I don't remember her name. I just remember what she looked like. I'm gonna guess she was anywhere between 10 to 13 years old. I really don't remember how old she was, but she was like older, you know what I mean? I was like 2. And I remember one time she was peeling an orange, and she kept telling me over and over, "Don't come near me when I'm peeling this orange. If it squirts and the juice gets in your eye, it's gonna hurt." And I just remember asking her, "Why would it hurt? Why would it hurt?" And she said, "'Cause orange juice hurts when it gets in your eye." I'm getting the name Megan. Maybe her name is Megan. I don't remember. I haven't talked to her or Dawn since I left Iowa, which is where I was born. People ask my parents about it. How's Dawn doing? I remember when I was younger and I was at Dawn's house, we were gonna go play in the water, and I had to put my swimming suit on, and the daughter, I think her name was Megan, that's the name that's coming up in my head, but I remember she was helping me change into my swimming suit, and I was naked, and I was like dancing around. I was 2, you know, that's what 2-year-olds do. I was dancing around. And she started laughing at me, and she was like, "You're shaking your booty?" And I was like, "Yeah." Life before dysphoria must have been so good. I wouldn't know, because I had dysphoria as soon as I was like 7, so. Most of my life has been crippled by it. Tangerines are so fucking good, dude. How are you doing? Oh my god. Right after I said that, I bit into a tangerine and the juice squirted out of my mouth. Oh my god. That's funny. How are you doing, friend? I know you can't answer me, but like, I hope you're doing alright. Been reading a book lately. It's called Under the Dome by Stephen King. It is a whopping 1,072 pages. And the book is a lot taller and wider than most books. So I think it's safe to say it's closer to like 2,000, because the book is so tall and wide. It's, like, the area of, like, 2 books. In fact, I have It, which is also slightly over 1,000 pages. If you took the It book and laid it on top of Under the Dome, it would take 2 It books to cover the cover of Under the Dome. That's why I think it's safe to say that, excuse me, compared to other books, it's probably closer to 2,000. Like, because it's very clearly twice as long as it. It's fucking huge, dude. I weighed the book. It weighs 3.78 pounds. It's massive. Could kill a man with it. Speaking of killing a man, there's a lot of death in this book, which is to be expected from Stephen King. Of course, the deaths happen within the first chapter. And then the murders happen within the second chapter. A lot of murder in this book. If you like to read, and if you think you have the attention span for it, I highly recommend it. Pretty good book. It's also a TV series. If I can find a way to watch it, I really want to watch it. People say it's good. This book is so goddamn complicated. There's so many characters. I'm 300 pages in, and it's just now that I'm starting to get everyone straight. Like, I used to get two or three characters all mixed up, and so it'd be so confusing. Like, who's talking? What's going on? Who is this again? Anyhoot, I've eaten enough tangerines. I think I'm gonna quit talking. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time, I guess. I don't know. I don't see you. I talk to you. Good night.